From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you again on another Monday as we begin another week of studies here on the Living Truth Radio program. And this week, we are going to be focusing on Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Two relatively short verses, but I will tell you, they are powerful verses. Many of you may already be familiar with these verses, and if you are, you know where we're going to be going with it. But some of you may not be familiar with these verses, but these verses are very practical as they present to us what I've called four biblical definites. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And notice what the Word of God says. It says, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." That's Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And as I said, what we see in those two verses are four biblical definites. But before we get to those definites, you know, most of the things that we face in life are indefinite. Did you ever think of that? Oh, yes, we plan things and we establish goals and we anticipate that we're going to do this, that one thing or another. But in reality, from the human perspective, we really do not know what is going to take place in our lives. None of us know what's going to happen in the next minute, the next day, the next week, the next month, or the next year. There is no way that we can really know or understand what's going to take place in the future, even though we plan and even though we think through things and even though we scheme a little bit. Most generally speaking, life is filled with indefinites. However, from the biblical perspective, and that's, of course, what we try to live by here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and that is the biblical worldview. Well, from the biblical perspective, there are certain definites that are established and will come into fruition because they are a part of God's plan, which is unchangeable. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it again. From the biblical perspective, there are certain definites that are established and will come into fruition because they are a part of God's plan, which is unchangeable. And that's absolutely true. What God determines to take place will take place. What God has determined to happen will happen. And no thing or no person can change that. And so we are going to be studying Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28 this week as we look at those four definites that will not, that cannot change because God has determined them to be so. Now, yes, we are going to look at these four unchangeable definites that we find in the Word of God. But you know, it's interesting to note that from God's point of view, there are many unchangeable definites that will never change because God has established them to be so. For instance, we recognize that God's Word is definite. It's never going to change. You know, God used a number of individuals, probably 40 individuals at least, to put together the Word of God. And of course, we know that it was put together under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. He led these men to write down exactly what he wanted them to write so that we would have his direct word. And that word has been established, and that word is definite, and it's not going to change. I realize that we live in a day and age when people are trying to change the Word of God, But you see, the Word of God will not change because the Bible tells us that it is established forever. It is settled forever in heaven. That's why we need to be very careful when we hear people talking about receiving extra revelation, because there is no extra revelation. All the revelation that God wants us to have is found right here in the Bible that I'm holding in my hands. And so the Word of God is definite. It will not be added to. It will not be taken away from God's perspective. And anytime we see somebody on the human perspective adding to the Word of God or taking away from the Word of God, then we realize that that is not of God, and we need to be very, very careful about that. And we really do. And I would believe that maybe some of you folks today go to churches where the preacher will stand up and you'll hear him say something like this: God has given me extra revelation this week. Well, beloved, that's not biblically correct. All of God's revelation is right here in the Word of God. Now, I realize that sometimes God can give us insight into various passages of Scripture, and he can teach us things that we never knew before. But as it relates to revelation, it is all settled because God's Word is definite. Never forget that. God's Word is definite. That's one of the many definites as it relates to God. Something else that is definite is God's holiness. God's holiness never changes. In eternity past, God has expressed his holiness. What does that mean? It means that he is completely without sin. God has never sinned. God has never desired to sin. God never will sin because his holiness is definite. It will not change. And by the way, that's the main reason why in our sinful state, we cannot have a relationship with God, because we are a sinful people. And how we can thank the Lord for the fact that nearly 2,000 years ago, God sent forth his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to pay the wage of sin, the wage of our sin, which is death, and then he arose again triumphantly on the third day, so that through faith in him we might have eternal and abundant life. And by virtue of the fact that God has done that for us through the Lord Jesus Christ, when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and can stand holy before God and have a relationship with him. But God's holiness is definite. It will never change. He will never lose one bit of his holiness. He is a sinless God. Then God's expectations are definite. You know what God expects from us will never change. And I'm talking particularly now about those of us who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ expects us to be in the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to pray, to share the Word of God, to win souls for Christ, and I could go on. And those expectations God has given to us in his Word, and they will never change. They're definite. God's plan for the ages is definite. It really is. I'm talking about prophecy now. And when we study prophecy, we realize that the next great event to take place on the prophetic time clock is the rapture, when Jesus Christ will come into the clouds of the air and catch us up who are Christians to be with him in heaven. The dead in Christ shall rise first, the Bible says, when that takes place, and together we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That is a definite thing, and it's not going to change. Nobody can change it, because God has determined it to be so. Then another thing that is unchangeable from God's perspective is that of God's rewards and judgments. They are definite. You know, the Bible teaches us that God rewards those Christians who live for him. And at the great white throne judgment, he will bring judgment upon those who do not know the Lord. That's something to take into consideration. The rewards for the Christian will be given at the judgment seat of Christ. And at the great white throne judgment, those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, because their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, will be cast into the lake of fire. Now, certainly we could go on and talk about more of God's definites. And I'm thankful that God does have many definites, because it enables us to have confidence in his doings. We know what he expects. We know how he operates, and we can order our lives accordingly, and we should order our lives accordingly if we want to be obedient to him. But in the passage of Scripture that we have before us today, that we're going to be looking at this week, we see these four biblical definites that we just want to study. Again, verses 27 and 28 of Hebrews 9 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." There are four definites in those two verses. Did you see them? First of all, there is the definite appointment, where it says, "It is appointed unto men once to die." Then there is the definite judgment. It says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Then there is the definite sacrifice, where it says in verse 28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many." And then number four, we see the definite appearing, where it talks about the second coming of the Lord Jesus, when it says, "And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." These four definites are tremendous biblical truths, and we're going to be studying them throughout the course of this week. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio with your Bible in hand and maybe with a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil to take some notes as we look at these four biblical definites. And I think that understanding them will enable us to live a life more effectively for the Lord. And so thank you very much for being there by the radio today. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll delve into this study on four biblical definites from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.